My name is Kate Reed. I'm the founder and co-owner of Loon Croissanterie, and the book that changed my life is Paris Patisseries: History, Shops and Recipes, with the foreword by Pierre Hermé. I first read this book when I was very ill. I'd returned to Australia from the UK after a stint of working in Formula One with a new passion that I wanted to pursue, which was pastry. I was working in a small cafe in Melbourne making quite simple cakes, tarts and biscuits, but I'd started to develop an appetite for more complicated recipes and I'd turned my eye towards French pastry. So I borrowed this book from the Camberwell Library with a view to learning a little bit more about the French cuisine. I opened randomly to this double page photo of chocolatine, or as we know them in Australia, more commonly pain au chocolat. And it was so hypnotising, the image. You could see every perfect layer of pastry. It was almost like you could smell the butter coming out of the page. And I literally closed the book, walked back up to Camberwell and bought myself a ticket to Paris. I actually went to the boulangerie when I was in Paris, and the experience of visiting that store was just so life-altering that I asked if I could get an apprenticeship at the bakery, and the owner and head chef of the bakery was so kind. He actually allowed me to return to Paris and complete a stage, which is where I discovered the incredible croissant and completely fell in love with pastry. For me, the croissant is the Formula One of the pastry world. It's so complex and difficult to make, and it requires intricate technique and perfecting. So it really led me down the path of what I wanted to pursue and specialise in my baking career. Before I discovered baking, my first career was an aerodynamicist in Formula One, working for the Williams F1 team in the UK, so incredibly different to baking. When I saw the photo, the aerodynamicist in me saw aerofoil sections with particles tracing the flow visualization around, for example, the cross section of a wing. I was doing a deep dive interview with Julie Gibbs, who's currently documenting, the culinary history of Australia. And I told her about my experience of finding this book and going to Paris. And earlier this year, I met with her for a drink and she gave me a wrapped gift. And I unwrapped it and she has found me an original copy of it. The one that's sitting in front of me is beaten up, the cover's torn, it has been well loved, but it is incredibly special to own a copy of it now. And I opened the book and looked at the photo and I was literally transported back to 2009, sitting on my floor of the lounge room in my parents' house and just feeling this need and this draw to Paris. So yeah, it's now something that I revisit thanks to Julie. We don't know who the author of this book is, but when I was writing my memoir, Destination Moon, I was sitting in this tiny little village in Tuscany and Julie hadn't given me the copy of the book yet. So I was trying to remember if that photo was as impactful as I'd imagined it was. And so I did some research and I found out who the photographer of the book was, and it was a really old Frenchman who now lives somewhere in Provence. And he just happened to have an Instagram account. So I sent him a message on Instagram without hope that I'd hear back, asking if he still had a copy of that photo and if he could possibly send it to me. And I never did hear back until about a week ago. And this is maybe 18 months from when I messaged him. And he'd just seen my message and he does still have a copy of the original photo and he asked if I would like a copy of it. I think that needs to be framed and hanging in my house. I'm Kate Reed and that was the book that changed my life.
Paris Patisseries: History, Shops, Recipes. As Kate said, we don't know who the author is, but the foreword is by Pierre Hermé. Thank you, Kate Reed, so much for sharing.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.